Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. Well, beautiful, hot summer days are right around the corner, and as all of us prepare to head to the beach and outdoor events, we must be sure that we have our skin and scalp on the right track. Tonight, we are giving you some tips to maintain a healthy scalp and skin for the summer months. If you're having some issues, this is the topic for you. Keeping it right and tight from head to toe, we want to hear from you tonight. The phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Joining us tonight in studio is Dr. Keith Harley. He's a trichologist and hair and scalp specialist. And on the phone line with us is Dr. Shani Francis, Medical Director and Chief Wellness Officer with Ashara Dermatology. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me. Hi, Dr. Francis.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. It's been
good.
A while.
Glad to be here.
See, I like these guests already. Dr. Harley just jumping right in there, saying hellos, not even waiting for me. That's the way it should work. But I'm going to go ladies first, Dr. Harley. Dr. Francis, again, you know, obviously it doesn't matter whether it's summertime or winter, but there are different issues, right, with our skin and scalp. But now it's getting hot, it's getting sticky out there. What should we know about keeping our outer layer as healthy and as bright and sort of on track as possible?
So I like to use a head-to-toe approach, and I'll start right with the scalp. One of the main things that we skip that we need to actually overemphasize is washing our scalp. And what happens in the summer is people change their styles. They go into these maintenance styles. There's weaves, there's braids. They don't want to wash their hair as much, and people are more active, so they're moving around. And actually, everyone should be washing their hair at least once a week. But in the summer, and when you're more active, you probably should be washing at least twice a week. And by washing, I mean cleaning your scalp. So that is one of the most important things. And I want to correct you a little bit. It's Ashara Dermatology.
You know what? I kind of was trying to ease my way into that, because I meant to get that, make sure I had it right. And I said, I'm going to take
That's
a shot.
Okay.
Ashira.
Ashira.
ASHIRADERM.com.
Okay.
Is the website.
Okay. Thank you so much, Doctor.
No problem.
Dr. Harley.
Yes.
First of all, tell us, what is a trichologist? If folks hear that title and they go, what does that mean? What is it?
It's a fairly new term that's been in existence in the United States probably over 25, 30 years. It's the study of hair and scalp, where you take just doing hair and study treating hair and scalp, period. So we work with dermatologists like with Dr. Francis. She can refer people to us. We can refer people her, because she is the MD. We are in the beauty salons, and we have hair and scalp clinics where we can treat the hair, shampoo the hair, use chemicals, those sorts of things. And with approval from someone like Dr. Francis, we can collaborate and make sure that we're doing the right things for the patients. And so it's a trichologist is more of a PhD, more studying of cosmetology and taking it to the next level.
Now, Dr. Francis mentioned about we should be washing our hair. I think she said really twice a week.
She is absolutely correct. But, and let me just put emphasis behind what she's saying. We're talking about women and we're talking about men. So
I know
she was going to concur with me, because
exclamation point.
Oh, exactly. So it's important, because especially with it getting hot and you're sweating and there's bacteria. Now, a good thing, sweating is good, right, Dr. Francis? Sweating
Absolutely.
Is good.
Exercise is great.
Excellent. So you are opening up the glands, you're opening up the scalp, you're opening up the hair follicles, you're opening up the skin. So that is a great time to treat whatever issues that you have or already take care of or maintain what you have. In addition to that, there are women and men who are wearing extensions. Let me just throw that in there. And some of them don't want to take those things off because they're either being lazy or they don't want it to be seen. And
or it may cost money to put them back in. Right?
Absolutely.
Or they're trying to stretch it out, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they're going, in the long run, it's going to cost them more money to fix the issue than to maintain it, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. So I've even seen hair loss from where people had extensions and just didn't wash their hair. Because
absolutely.
They had to, and they take those braids down, and there's a bald spot from where the hair fell out because they just weren't taking care of the scalp.
Yeah, but Dr. Francis, especially in the African-American community, right, and especially for women, you get that hair done, and isn't there sort of a perception that if you wash your hair too much, first of all, you're going to wash your perm out, you're going to dry your hair out. So speak to that. Isn't there something to that where there's a cultural thing there on how often we wash our hair?
It's a myth.
Oh, well, you know, when you walk out the salon feeling good, you don't want to mess it up.
No.
Right?
True.
We do trust our salon professionals and stylists, that's why we go to them. But at the same time, if you're not going to set aside the budget for going in every week,
maintenance,
to set the realistic expectations that you still have to maintain a healthy scalp. So that style probably is only going to last 1 week if you're doing, you know, that type of style. If you're trying to stretch it, and that's why people like those protective hairstyles during the summer months, because they are more active, they are exercising more, they are sweating more, so they want to maintain a nice look. And I do endorse those, but you have to still wash your scalp. And it doesn't even make sense to me why you would get a protective hairstyle and then cause yourself so much damage by not taking care of your scalp.
And in addition to that, with Dr. Francis, she's going to know what I'm talking about when it comes to braids and, you know, sister locks and things of that nature. You know, a lot of the times, and she understands what I'm talking about, they'll come to us and those things have pulled the hair out by weight or not taking care of it or whatever the case may be, and they'll leave it in too long or they'll take it out improperly. So you just got to make sure that you understand the maintenance, going to a professional that understands how to do it, and that a professional is going to tell you when you need to come back and when you need to take care of it. And in addition to that, let me say this, because I want this on both lines. Stop getting your license off of YouTube. Stop going to YouTube thinking that you're going to fix a problem or you're going to create a style. That is not where the professionals are.
It's a great thing, Dr. Hawley.
It's so easy.
You just type it in. So are you shooting down YouTube?
I love YouTube.
Because folks then may not come to
I use YouTube. Okay. However, but you got to understand, when it comes to chemicals, when it comes to pulling the hair, when it comes to different styles, when it comes to maintenance styles, things of that nature, you got to be mindful that it is for the professional to do. That's what we have license for.
Mm-hmm.
And so just be mindful. Go get a consultation and determine what it is that you need or what you can and cannot have, if that makes sense.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You do not have to go to YouTube tonight because we have the experts right here on the radio line. He's Dr. Keith Hawley and Dr. Ashani Francis are with us, helping us deal with hair issues, how to have healthy hair, healthy scalp, healthy skin. Right now, we're sort of zeroing in on the hair thing. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Dr. Francis, if I can, just for a minute, if I can go back kind of to the man thing, right? And about our hair. And, you know, when we look in the mirror and we may see some thinning, right? Is there anything we can do about that, or is it more often than not genetics?
There's so much you can do. I'm so glad you asked that. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, I believe this is the most common cause of hair loss, second to temporary shedding. But genetic-based hair loss, that thinning, that age-related thinning, is so very, very common. I think there's just so many silent sufferers out there that think they're the only one. You are not. I mean, that I see probably 80% of the people with hair loss that I see have this type of hair loss. There's tons you can do. There are herbal supplements. There's shampoos. There's Rogaine or minoxidil, which works extremely well. Mm-hmm. It's FDA approved for it. There's these in-office procedures we offer now, PRP or platelet-rich plasma injections that work phenomenally well. That's all natural, uses your own blood to regrow your hair. It's fantastic.
Yeah, PRP, we refer a lot of people to PRP. It's incredible.
Absolutely. Board certified dermatologists do it all the time. Mm-hmm. I would recommend a hair specialist or a trichologist that is knowledgeable mm-hmm. and trained on how to do it. These procedures are fantastic. You can use lasers. I mean, there's a plethora mm-hmm. of things available to you. All I would caution you is don't hang out late at night looking at the infomercials thinking I'm going to buy this $100 a month vitamin for three months and I'm going to be okay.
Yep.
Consult a professional. We're here to help you, but I will tell you this is a free consultation right now. If you have age-related thinning, if somebody in your family, your mother or father has thinning, you're probably going to need to find something that you can maintain for the rest of your life. Because no product changes your genetics.
That's right.
You're just easing that transition. You're keeping what you have and adding on to it. You can get a very robust response, but the more you expect is the more you're going to have to maintain. And that's the way I like to tell people. You think of it like a new habit, like brushing your teeth.
Excellent.
And if you think about it that way, then it won't feel so bad, but you're going to have to pick up a new habit as the thinning starts going.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Andrea is on the phone line. Go right ahead with your question or comment.
Hello. I find this a fascinating conversation. I'm a woman with locks, and I have seborrheic dermatitis, and I have eczema flare-ups, and I was just wondering what kind of conditioners and moisturizers or oils that you all can recommend for the scalp, especially in these seasons.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One of the things, I like natural oils. One of the things you want to run away from when you have the situation, and I'm sure Dr. Francis will talk about this too, you want to stay away from petroleum-based products. Because and this is why I find this to clog up the hair follicle. Sometimes the hair follicles become inflamed and they can cut the hair shaft off. You can use therapeutic shampoos and dry shampoos, which are great. Be mindful of shampoos and conditioners that have a lot of fragrance in them. If you look at the back of the bottle and the first thing is alcohol, then you know that fragrance will dry the hair out or the scalp, especially if you're suffering from the issue that you're suffering
from.
And
is that even more particular to African Americans?
All around, it doesn't matter. But it's prevalent in the African American community, definitely.
I would say it does relate to the oils in the scalp.
Yep.
So we do tend to have a little bit more drier texture to our hair. And so when you have the alcohol on something that's not as oily, you do tend to get more sensitive to it. But it sounds like you already have a sensitive scalp and flaking and dandruff and irritation. So I agree with the petroleum comment. I agree with the natural oils, two oils that have been proven. So seborrheic dermatitis is this, it's kind of related to eczema, but it's also involving yeast.
Mm-hmm.
And the yeast is on everyone's skin, so don't feel grossed out by it. It's very common. But in some people, that yeast causes more inflammation. And there's two natural oils which have actually good medical evidence that are anti-yeast. One, believe it or not, I know you know what I'm going to say, it's coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
Coconut oil does win in that regard. And olive oil also is a little bit helpful with anti-yeast. So those two natural oils, I completely agree with the medicated.
Yep, I was going to say the same thing, olive oil for sure.
The zinc-based shampoo, so olive oil, coconut oil, but the zinc-based shampoos are also good. Now, somebody with seborrheic dermatitis like you should already be washing their hair at least once to twice a week during the winter and fall. So in the summer, you probably need to add on one more time, so maybe 2 to 3 times a week. And it's so very important to have a style where you can easily do that so you're not inducing trauma to the hair while trying to take care of your scalp. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So all very important things. The shampoos I like besides the medicated zinc face shampoos are the ones that have a nice acidic pH.
Doc, so I want you to hold your thought there because I want to make sure that we try to get in as many calls as we can before we jump over because the lines are hopping and I want folks to get in.
Go to my website. I talk about it on my blog.
There you go. And if the line is busy, keep trying to call in and we'll get to you. Let's go now to our next caller. Corey is calling. Go right ahead, Corey, with your question or comment.
Yes, I just had a question about when your hair is male pattern baldness, is it genetic or, is it, environmental? Because my father still has all his hair, and my brother still has all his hair, and I'm the youngest.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Is it Corey?
Yes.
Hey, Corey, how you doing? There are a lot of factors that, and I'm sure Dr. Francis, again, is going to talk about this. It could be hereditary. It could be something that, a lot of people need to understand. What increases male pattern baldness is smoking, stress, low testosterone, all sorts of things that could be happening internally that could intensify hair loss.
And now the music is playing, but I do want folks to hear this.
Yes.
Often, we look at our dad and he's bald.
Uh-huh.
But I've heard it's really on the mother's side, male of the mother, or is that a myth?
That's what people were saying, and that was what the studies were, but we're finding, just like Dr. Francis said earlier, it could be on both sides now.
I see.
Yeah, it's polygenetic. There's definitely no side to blame.
Yes.
It could be from anywhere, and also I want to emphasize...
Well, hang on, Doc, because the music's playing. Hold that thought, because we got to take a quick break. If you're on the phone line, stay with us. Boy, we've got a lot of information out there for you, and it's free, so you should call us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. The original Quiet Storm is next on 96.3 WHUR, 202-319-7810. Taking care of your skin from head to toe is our conversation. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment, and tonight we're talking about taking care of your skin. And when we say from head to toe, your scalp is part of your skin. Got to take care of that. Keep the hair right. Also, your whole body, and we mean from head to toe, your feet, your heels. How do you take care of your feet? Moisturizing, all of that stuff. It's summertime, and you're going to be out there showing all of those things. Covered up mostly, we hope. But the areas that you can show, they should be nice and moisturized. And our guests tonight are helping us find out what we should do and how we should do it. Dr. Keith Harley is a trichologist and hair and scalp specialist. And Dr. Shani Francis, she's the medical director and chief wellness officer with Ashira Dermatology. Did I get that right this time, Doc?
You did.
All right. And I stopped you right when we went on to break, but I wanted you to finish your thought.
Corey is still on the phone.
Oh, Corey is still there. Hang there, okay. Corey, and I want the doctor to finish her thought.
So I was going to say, for the male pattern, I agree, smoking, stress, all can intensify. Also, with men, competition can actually raise your testosterone level. It's the testosterone.
What does that mean when you say competition?
Like, okay, so if we look at the NBA, the finals are on, right?
Right.
There's a lot of pattern baldness out there on that floor.
Yeah.
And that is because they're in a competitive type of environment. So they're naturally, it's like a survival thing. They're naturally a little bit more testosterone in their body. And testosterone can actually contribute to the pattern baldness. So the higher the level. So it's actually not a bad thing, but you suffer with it on your scalp.
And so if I'm just thinking just in layman terms, Dr. Harley, when I hear Dr. Francis say that, that if it's like women who have lower testosterone levels, they tend to keep their hair more so than men. And so
they
then
keep
if
it longer.
Exactly. Longer, right. So if a man has lower testosterone in some ways, he's kind of got the female situation where he might hang on to his hair a little longer?
It depends. Everybody's different.
Yeah.
Everybody's different. You cannot put everybody in this one place. Now, back in the day, We used to say that. But right. now, the way that genetics are and the way that our bodies work yes. is something totally different. We're seeing different types of male pattern baldness and female yes. pattern baldness. Mm-hmm. Their hereditary, where they came from, their bloodline. We just don't know anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's not the same. Mm-hmm. But what we do know is, like, smoking. Mm-hmm. People don't understand. That increases male pattern baldness. Mm-hmm. Stress. Not exercising. Weight gain.
Yeah.
All of those things, and with skin, mm-hmm. you know, if you're not taking care of yourself internally, your body will expose it externally. Mm. And that's what we're seeing.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's go back to the phone lines. And Lynette is calling right ahead. Lynette.
Hello?
Hello.
Is this the doctor?
You've got two doctors in the house, but I'm not one, but they are there. Go right ahead, Lynette.
So I have this problem. Ever since I used to have a whole full hair here about 19, I said since 1989 and on back. But since I had a full hysterectomy done about 17 years ago. Mm-hmm. I just lost a lot of hair. I get to the point of I be combing my hair in the morning. I sometimes comb my hair during the day, and mm-hmm. I get a glob of hair in my comb. Mm. I asked my hairdresser. She said it might be the medication. The medication.
Yes, yes. Are you on high blood pressure medication?
High blood pressure, cholesterol,
mm-hmm.
arthritis.
Yep. And let me tell you something. That is usually an indication first, the medications that you're taking. We've seen, and I'm sure Dr. France is going to say something about this too, we've seen in high blood pressure medication that it can cause hair loss, thyroid mm-hmm. Medication. There are several things out there. But here is again, which I'm sure your doctors have told you, if you don't mind us asking, how old are you? I'm sorry?
65.
So you do understand that the body begins to change. So you're going to have to change your diet. You're going to have to exercise mm-hmm. more. You're going to have to increase your vitamin intake. Yep. If you can't do that, you know, vitamins are inexpensive at Walmart or something. Or you can go to Dr. Francis's website or go to my website where we carry things that we can help you with that. But most importantly, water intake. Secondly, mm-hmm. exercise. Reduce the stress. And remember, if I could tell you, the most things that stress people out are people. Hmm. If they're no longer serving you, get rid of it. Keep your hair. They're not worth it.
All right. I like that. Thank you so much. And best of luck with hanging on to that hair and getting rid of those people. Let's go back to the phone lines with our next caller. Tisha is calling from D.C. Go right ahead. Keisha, I'm sorry. Go right ahead, Keisha.
Hi, this is Keisha. I'm sorry. I was calling from D.C. I wanted to know more about platelet-rich plasma. Mm-hmm. I went to my doctor. I did go see a trichologist, and they recommended that I get that. I'm 39 years old, and I have thinning in the front of my crown.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I want to know what's the cost of that? They charge me like $1,000 for treatment, so is that normal?
Dr. Francis?
Yes. Okay, great. I'm glad we got the call. And before I proceed, I just want to mention that for all these hair loss concerns, mm-hmm. everyone is different. So getting a diagnosis is extremely important before you go off down a tangent. The fellow that called him with male pattern baldness, mm-hmm. that's his diagnosis. You really do want to go to a board-certified dermatologist, preferably one that specializes in hair loss, mm-hmm. or a trichologist to get a professional opinion before you try to self-medicate.
Dr. Francis, before you go on, though, I do want to ask you this. If you go to a board-certified dermatologist, right, and they give mm-hmm. you some treatments, and this is a yes. top-line person, but your hair is still falling out, do you follow the steps that we normally would with any other diagnosis? If we're not getting better, you go get a second opinion, a third opinion, a fourth opinion?
So that's a great point. I would say go back to that person. You don't have to go back in the office, but call them mm-hmm. and ask them if that's still reasonable. Because with hair loss, I think our expectations are a little bit off sometimes. And, you know, people lose their hair and they see the thinning for 30 years. But when they come into the office, they wanted it gone yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes it takes 6 to 12 months before you really see the progress that matches the expectations you're trying to have.
Absolutely.
Absolutely nothing could be wrong. And it just is the mindset or the expectations that you didn't understand or weren't explained thoroughly enough so that you understand the timing that's required. But usually with hair loss and regrowing, it takes 6 to 12 months. And sometimes if you have a scarring hair loss, you might not even recover everything that you're thinking you're going to recover.
Mm-hmm. And what is
diagnosis, two is expectations and timeline. Very important. For PRP, it actually speeds up that timeline. So it actually helps bring in the hair a little bit faster.
What is PRP again?
Platelet-rich plasma. So you basically go in, you have your blood drawn.
Mm-hmm.
Your blood is then spun down or through a centrifuge to where the platelets and the plasma is separated from the red blood cells.
Mm-hmm.
So you know it's PRP if you see it's gold. It's usually like a golden color. We call it liquid gold because it is quite expensive to get that procedure done. So $1,000 is pretty normal. But I would say if you're price sensitive, you do want to call and price compare. But I would get you in the mindset that you're not going to do just one treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to need a series of 3 or 4 treatments for most cases of hair loss.
Right.
So I think a lot of people, they spend a lot of money. They think they're supposed to get a great result. Usually you don't see results until after the second or third round. So when you're thinking of going into PRP and thinking of going down that pathway, go ahead and plan for 3 or 4 treatments and save your money until it makes sense for you. But it definitely does speed up the timeline. Now, that's not the only thing. That's something you can do to add on. So you can start with something before that, before, you know, you go to that
right.
level. But that's something that can speed up that timeline a little bit faster for you. I hope I answered your question on PRP.
Thank you so much. And Keith, the thing is, our conversation, you know, is about skin care,
right.
too, right? Moisturizing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you see the phone lines are lighting up, and folks want to know
about
hair.
Yeah,
yes.
man.
I mean, that...
Let
that...
me tell you, it does something to your confidence. You know, hair and yeah. skin, and then there's clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the way they see you. People, and I say this in my speaking engagements all around the country, people size you up within the first 13 seconds that they meet you. They look you up and then down. The first thing they look at your hair, your face, and your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go to your clothes.
Right.
That is just... It's a mental thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Dr. Francis sees this all the time. I have people that come into my hair and scalp clinic that sit in my chair and cry because they don't, it's traumatizing to them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like we have to send them to therapy. I mean, really, it is really something. But let me, because I know we need to get on to about the skin, because I know Dr. Francis is going to talk about that. But one of the things I want to mention is I want more men to start taking care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to, you know, we're talking about moisturizing the skin and taking care of their hair and washing their hair and getting the proper things that they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, women are great at that. But men, for some reason, and Dr. Francis, you know what I'm talking about, it's hard to even get them to go in to get a manicure and a pedicure.
Because I won't do it. I'm not. I get my fingernail clipper out. I mean, they're pretty good. Keep them clean. I don't want to do that, doctor.
But let me tell you, you're taking care of yourself. It increases your self-esteem and your confidence as well.
Okay.
And, you know, matter of fact, I got a gift for you.
Okay.
Now, look. Uh-oh. This is we were talking about moisture, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what I'm doing, I brought you some of our new hair and hand and foot cream.
Oh, okay.
Okay? And I want you to try this.
Yes, sir.
So you can put it on the hand or the feet. It exfoliates the dry skin.
Wow.
Just try it.
Okay.
Matter of fact, when you go to a commercial, put it on it and tell them how it feels. Right, Dr. Francis?
All right, 202, thank you. He comes bearing gifts, too. Dr. Francis, you got anything you can send through the phone line? I'm just kidding.
I do.
I'm just kidding. I get in trouble for that. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's go back to the phone lines before we take our next break, if we can. Nope, no, we won't go back to the phone lines. But they're still open. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Dr. Francis, talk a little bit, if we can now, just about, now let's get below the cranium. Yes. And the skin, the rest of your body. Dr. Hawley was talking about your feet, your heels, mm-hmm. all of this. Yes. And we're talking men and women. Talk a little bit about the importance of moisturizing, taking care of your skin beyond your scalp.
So our skin, what we don't know is our, or what we don't consider, our skin is our largest organ in our body, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And our skin is our shield. It is naturally antimicrobial. Okay, it is naturally antiviral. It's naturally antifungal. And the way it maintains, it protects us against UV radiation from the sun. That's why we need to help it with a little sunscreen. But the way we maintain this is through moisturization, because if we don't keep our skin barrier tight and it gets open, then we let our defenses down, basically. Mm-hmm. So our moisturizing, when we moisturize our skin, it's like you buy an expensive purse. You want to put that lotion on it. Leather is skin, okay? So
ooh, that's a good analogy.
You want to moisturize it to keep it supple so it doesn't crack and break down, because once the skin starts breaking down or cracking, it becomes open and it opens our defense.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Hawley, how mm-hmm. important is it as we move into the summer months? Mm-hmm. I mean, we kind of almost know, especially black folks, you know, mm-hmm. it's wintertime, it's going to show mm-hmm. up, you're going to mm-hmm. look ashy, mm-hmm. lotion up.
Yep.
But we may think, you know, we can sort of make it through the summertime if we don't put lotion on today
right.
or moisturizing. How important is that?
There are two things, two components. One, I tell a lot of my clients when you get out of the shower in the morning, most of us, what do? We dry off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we put on our moisturizers.
Mm-hmm.
What I've been doing is telling my customers and my clients to, when they get out of the shower, before they dry off, apply the moisturizer and lock the moisture in, which also keeps them cooler.
But it doesn't thin out. My thinking is it's thinning out what you're putting on.
But you don't need much. And Dr. Francis will talk about that. If you don't need heavy, heavy creams to be moisturized or take care of some ash.
Mm-hmm. So does that mean you can go to the dollar store and get some lotion?
You could do what you got to do to moisturize. But now, in addition to that, one more thing. Dr. Francis, our body is made up of how much water?
About 70%.
I've even tested this on myself. The more water I drink, the more younger I look. Mm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
When I get bags under my eyes or dark circles,
that
is usually an indication. Yeah, because that's caffeine and mm-hmm. coffee. So that's usually an indication that I am dehydrated. When I see bags under my eyes mm-hmm. or circles, that means I'm not drinking enough water. Mm-hmm. Immediately, now you got to do it over time, though.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately when I drink water for a week or two, I immediately see the difference in my skin and wrinkles.
But you need about a week or two.
Right, for it to kick in. But what? That's free.
That's back to Dr. Francis, though. You know, you drink water for a couple of days, you're looking for a change.
You're 10 years.
You're not going to get it in 2 or 3 days.
No, man.
You need about
2 weeks. You got to give the body back what you're not giving it.
All right. Hang on, Dr. Francis. Hang on. Music's playing. You know when that music plays, we got to go to break, but I'm coming back to you.
She's going to get us now.
I'm coming back to you right after break. 202-319-7810. Our conversation tonight, summertime, taking care of your skin, taking care of your scalp, looking the best that you can. We're talking about it. Phone lines are still open. We'll be right back after this quick timeout. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on HR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment. And tonight we are talking about taking care of your body, that outer shell. But we do know it all works together. But specifically, we're talking about the outer shell. But, you know, the doctors have said what you put in, too, helps how you look on the outside, like water. It's the summer months, and you have problems with your scalp, dry scalp. What should you be doing about that? If your hands are dry, your skin is dry, and you need moisturizing, Well, I can tell you, I just put some on my hands here. What is this, Dr. Harley? Tobacco repair hand and foot cream?
Absolutely.
Now, I wouldn't put it on my feet because that's just not kosher right,
right
now.
Right.
But I will say this is good stuff.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't have a heavy scent. It doesn't feel greasy.
It does not. And I don't really
and
like
it
a heavy
right
scent.
It seeps right.
So there's your commercial right there. You write
Thank
us a
you
check.
For trying
you
to
write
lotion.
Us a check at the end.
You know I will. I know your boss.
Dr. Harley, I know you were making your point right before we went to break. Did you want to finish your thought?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about water and anti-aging. That is one of the first components, and then probably Dr. Francis can talk about other anti-aging things that are on the market, like retinol and all that stuff. But I always tell my customers and clients and patients, water, 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 even when it comes to hair growth. Water, water, water. I see a lot of people that are dehydrated and their follicles are dehydrated. Do you see that, Dr. Francis?
Absolutely.
And the hair breaks off, low vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many components to hair loss, skin, all of that. Like she said, it's the main organ of our body.
Mm-hmm.
And so water. Definitely water.
Would you agree, Dr. Harley? And anything else we should be eating? In terms of our skin, in terms of our scalp, you know, certain foods out there that are rich in vitamins that we should be taking in?
One of the things that my doctor told me, I found out that I had a high level of stress and so on and so forth. And so I told him, I said, well, maybe I should go out and buy this vitamin. Maybe I should go out. He told me, Keith, don't get crazy. He said, increase your fruits and vegetables. They have vitamins in them as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I can let Dr. Francis talk about this because she knows what I'm talking about. They will tell us in a minute, you can go get those things like turmeric and all that stuff. But you got to watch your diet. It plays a big part on how your body responds externally.
And Dr. Francis, can you comment on that?
Absolutely. I always recommend people eat their supplements. You can really get yourself in trouble with adding nutrition through supplementation. I mean, supplements aren't natural. Even though we consider them natural, they're not natural. Food is natural.
Yep.
So you want whole food is better than supplements anytime. As long as you're keeping it balanced, I completely agree with the green leafy vegetables, packed full of vitamins and minerals and nutrition. And most of us, obesity, think of it as a type of malnutrition. Mm-hmm. We're really just not eating the correct things. So, if your diet's high in fiber, omega-3 nutrients, micronutrients, green leafy vegetables, and protein, and especially the water, are the vitamins or the diets that you want to follow for anti-stress, anti-aging, hair and skin health. I actually have an article in my blog about a hair diet to help support healthy hair.
Mm-hmm.
But the water, I'm going to emphasize that point again, because in the summer, you know, we don't consider how much extra water we're losing through our sweat.
Mm-hmm.
So just by it being hotter, you're going to need more water. And I like to emphasize to my patients, if you don't like water, if you don't like the taste of water, if you don't want to drink water, that's when you need it the most.
Oh, Dr. Francis, that was good. That was so good.
Because I don't know if you noticed, but there was a lot of silence on my end.
Oh, yeah, man.
I like soda. During Lent, though, I gave it up, and I drank water for like 40 days.
Right.
And I will say...
You loved it.
I did. Well, no, I didn't love it. I had to put some ice in it.
Right.
But I will say the points that you all have made about inflammation,
right.
I noticed that I didn't have puffy eyes as
right.
much.
That's
but,
right.
But, you know, I am slipping a little bit, but I'm not as bad as I was.
Then what you do is for every soda, this is what I tell people, every soda you drink 8 ounces 3 times within an hour.
Ooh. That's a lot
You're
of
nicer
water,
than
Dr. Harley.
I just tell people cut the soda.
Yeah.
I'm trying to.
She's
have to,
right.
I know. I have to
She's
think
right.
that way. If I think cut, then
right.
that means I will,
you
I will reduce.
But now let me add something to that.
Mm-hmm.
Dieting. When you do low-carb diets, low-calorie, you know that affects the skin and the hair as well.
Mm.
I get a lot of customers who are doing low-carb.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't get – everybody's different, like she said, because we see different stuff with different people. So we can't diagnose them to say that it's actually – but I do know severe dieting – plays a part in hair loss and dull skin and so on and so forth.
And Dr. Francis, when we talk about dull skin, a lot of times we talk about at least the things you immediately see eye level, right? But in terms of your feet, a lot of times that's where most of your stress goes. But in sort of taking care of the skin, taking care of your feet, is that something that we tend to put last? Is it sort of gender-based where men don't even pay attention and women will? Talk about
until
that.
Until the summer when the sandals are coming out, right?
Okay.
So, one thing, so the dullness across the board with the skin is, you know, related to not exfoliating. Mm. And I like to, because everyone exfoliates at a different level. You know, we talk about hair and people having quote-unquote heavy hands. Mm-hmm. Well, you can have a heavy hands approach to exfoliation. So I always like to recommend retinoids or like, you know, the retinoids or the vitamin A-based products to help do that natural exfoliation for you. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to scrub. So specifically over-the-counter, so dirt.
Because scrubbing can hurt your skin, scrubbing can damage your skin?
You don't want to scrub too much.
Mm-hmm. She's right.
Now, on the feet, the skin is very thick. So if you look at the skin on the feet under the microscope, you know, half of it is that top layer scale. Mm-hmm. So you can do a lot. I like to recommend a pumice stone, right? Mm-hmm. Three times a week after soaking for about 10 minutes. Take that pumice stone and just go to work.
Man,
you can just get all that extra scale off. Actually, the heavier you are, too, the more you'll build it up because your body naturally creates like a pad, mm-hmm. right? So if it's too heavy or you're wearing it out, that's why you have the heels and the ball of your foot have the thickest skin because it's holding the most pressure. Mm. So you want to focus on those areas, pumice that. And honestly, I know you like the light-based creams, but I am a big fan of Vaseline on the feet.
Oh, old school.
She's right.
I thought you were going to go Crisco, but okay.
Vaseline is Crisco. Thicker than Crisco.
Is it?
I guess so. Oh, it is thicker. It's thicker than Crisco.
I mean, you know, old.
It is amazing. Yep. You take Vaseline, you put it on your feet.
It's the magic gel. I had to tell my daughter, yeah, when they were little and their lips were chapped, they would be asleep, right?
Yeah.
I would go in there and put it on those lips, and I said, in the morning, you know, if
you healed.
Yes, exactly.
But like she just said, you could take the Vaseline and put it on your feet, put some sweat socks on at
and
night.
To go.
Wake up in the morning.
You wake up, it's like you've been to the spa and had
She's absolutely right.
Brand new feet.
It is better than paraffin, and it's so much cheaper.
Yeah. All right, we got a couple of minutes left. Dr. Harley, I wanted to ask you, we talked about weaves in terms of hair, but what about wigs? Mm. And when we use wigs, we think of women, but men wear toupees too.
Yep.
What role can they play in terms of, can they help you? Is it more the aesthetics of you feeling good about yourself, or do they... You know, what role can a
the
wig
weaves
play?
Extensions and the man weaves and the toupees, they do add self-esteem and confidence. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that people have to be educated on how to maintain it, and there's maintenance. Some people keep it on too long. Mm-hmm. Some people take it off the wrong way because you're using glues and adhesives, and they pull their hair out, and then it's scarred, and then they go to Dr. Francis and say, what happened? Mm-hmm. She'll ask them a question, and they say, well, this is what happened. You've damaged it. You've removed it incorrectly. So you just have to know how to maintain it and go to professional people to handle it.
I want to make sure for all of our listeners out there how they can get in touch with you, if they want some of your products, your website, numbers.
If they go to keithharley.com, that's KEITHHARLEY.com. And if they have questions about the hair and scalp disorders, they can dial 1-844-HAIR-DOCTOR-1.
And Dr. Francis, how can folks get in touch with you out there in the Windy City?
Yes, so I am online at www.ashiraderm.com, ASHIRADERM.com. If you do a / capital F for Francis, capital T for Talk, you'll get to my blog. There's also a link on the website. I'm on Twitter at Ashira Derm and on Instagram at Ashira Beyond Beauty.
All right. She is Dr. Shawnee Francis, Medical Director and Chief Wellness Officer with Ashira Dermatology. And he is Dr. Keith Harley, Trichologist and Hair and Scalp Specialist. Fantastic conversation.
Yes,
we learned
great.
So much, and I got some nice, it's not even lotion. I guess
it's hand
cream.
And foot cream.
Hand and foot cream.
I'm DK
gonna,
products.
Yes, and Dr. Francis, I'm going to go home and soak my feet just because you said so. That's the Daily Drum on HUR Voices, SiriusXM Channel 141 for this Friday, May 31st. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. The Connection is next. Have a great weekend.